Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Today we're going to be looking at a message that was shared by Brother Steve over at New Life Benson on YouTube.
Right.
This was his lesson on 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 from April 9th, 2025. And I thought it was a really, really interesting message, and so I wanted to kind of dive into it with you today and get your take on it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's so important, as we're trying to live as Christians in today's world and all the stuff that's going on, to really have a firm grasp on, the fundamentals of our faith and how they play out and how we should be living,
And I think this is definitely one of those foundational passages
For sure.
that we have to get right.
Absolutely.
So, the passage we're talking about is 1 John chapter 1 verse 9,
Yep.
and it says this: If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And one of the things that Brother Steve brought up was that this is not a command, but a statement of fact.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think it speaks volumes about, God's character, that, he's faithful and he's just. And because of that, he will forgive our sins if we confess them to him.
And he also brought up the fact that this kind of ties into what Jesus said about prayer in the Gospels,
Absolutely.
where we're commanded to ask for forgiveness of our sins.
Right.
And so he was kind of addressing, I guess, the question of, is it important to ask for forgiveness after we've been saved?
Yeah, some people fall into that trap of what we call antinomianism, which is basically saying, well, I'm saved now, so I don't have to worry about the law anymore. I can just live however I want. And clearly, Brother Steve, he was pushing back against that and saying, no, that's not what this is saying.
And he even went so far as to say that from God's perspective, the sins of believers are forgiven even before they commit those sins.
Wow, that's a heady thought, isn't it?
It is.
But I think it really speaks to, the power of the cross,
Yeah.
the completeness of Christ's sacrifice,
Yeah.
that, even before we sin, he knows we're going to sin
Yeah.
and he's already forgiven us.
Right.
But that doesn't give us a license to just go out and sin,
No.
as much as we want.
Yeah, it's not a blank check
Exactly.
to sin.
Yeah.
So, another thing that Brother Steve brought up was the relationship between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant.
Okay.
And he was addressing the argument that some people make that 1 John 1:9 only applies to the Old Covenant,
Right.
and he said that's not true.
Yeah. He was very clear about that. He said, anyone who's truly been saved cries out to God about their sin, and God forgives according to his mercy and grace.
And he referenced Psalm 32, where David talks about, when he kept silent, his bones wasted away through
Right.
his groaning all day long.
Right.
But then he acknowledged his sin to the Lord, and the Lord forgave him.
Yes, and I think that's a key point. We often talk about salvation being by grace through faith, and that's true. But it's important to remember that that was true even in the Old Testament. Even Abraham was saved by grace through faith. And so the idea that somehow the new covenant is completely different than the old covenant is just not biblical.
The new covenant is really just the fulfillment
Yeah.
of what was promised in the old
Right.
covenant.
It was ratified at Calvary, but it was in effect since creation. There's no dispensation outside of God's forgiveness.
So, he was also talking about, the idea of conditional salvation and how
Yeah.
that's not biblical
Right.
and that salvation is all of God.
All of God, from beginning to end, we don't have anything to do with it.
We can't earn it.
We can't earn it. And we can't lose it. It's a free gift of God's grace.
And so he was talking about the purpose of the law and how the purpose of the law was to show us that we can't save ourselves
Yes.
and that we need a substitute.
Exactly. And we see that pictured in the Old Testament sacrificial system, where they had to constantly offer sacrifices to atone for their sins.
But those sacrifices could never take away sin.
Right. They were just a foreshadowing of the ultimate sacrifice, which is Jesus Christ,
So then he went on to talk about this idea of two kinds of forgiveness.
Okay.
And he used the analogy of the foot washing in John 13,
At the Last Supper.
right at the Last Supper.
Yeah.
And I thought this was really, really helpful.
I did too.
So he said that the washing of the whole body represents what he called forensic forgiveness or justification.
Right.
And that's when we're declared righteous
yeah.
in God's sight.
Positionally righteous.
Right.
You know, we're given the righteousness of Christ.
Yeah.
And so we're declared not guilty
right.
of all our sins.
Yeah. And that happens once and for all.
Right. When we're saved.
Right.
When we put our faith in Christ.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's a done deal.
Yeah. And then he talked about the foot washing.
Uh-huh.
And how that represents fatherly forgiveness.
Right.
Or what we need for sanctification.
Which is the process of becoming more like Christ.
Yeah. And so we're justified once and for all.
Right.
But we're being sanctified.
Daily.
Yeah.
You know, it's an ongoing process.
Yeah. And so as we walk through life, you know, we get our feet dirty, so to speak.
We pick up that spiritual dirt.
Right. We pick up that spiritual dirt. And we need to confess our sins
uh-huh.
to the Lord and ask him to cleanse us.
And I think it's important to understand that when we do that, we're not doubting our salvation.
Right.
We're simply acknowledging that we've sinned and we need his forgiveness.
Right.
And we need his cleansing.
Yeah. So then he went on to talk about God's displeasure and discipline.
Okay.
And this is something that I think a lot of Christians struggle with.
Sure.
Because, you know, we know that we're forgiven in Christ.
Right.
But we also know that God is holy.
Yes.
And that he hates sin.
Yeah.
And so how do we reconcile those two things?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah. And he brought up a comment from someone named Pam
okay.
who said that sin grieves God's heart.
Yes. And that really resonated with me.
Yeah.
You know, because it's true.
Yeah.
Even though we're forgiven in Christ,
yeah.
our sin still affects our relationship with God.
Yeah. It still grieves him.
Yes.
And so he went on to explain from Hebrews chapter 12
okay.
that God does discipline his children.
Right.
And that that discipline is evidence of his love for us.
Yes. He says that those who are not disciplined are considered illegitimate children.
That's a pretty strong statement.
It is.
Yeah. But it shows us how seriously God takes our sin.
Right. And he's not just talking about, you know, giving us a time out or something like that.
Right.
He's talking about real discipline.
Yeah.
You know, scourging, rebuking.
Yeah.
You know, and the purpose of that is for our good.
Yeah. To make us more like Christ.
Exactly. To help us grow in holiness.
Right.
To produce the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
And he even brought up the example of the Corinthian church.
Oh, yeah.
Where some people were taking the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner and they were getting sick and dying.
As a result.
Yeah.
And Paul said that's because they were being judged.
Yeah. So this is a really serious matter.
Absolutely.
And so we need to understand that God takes sin seriously.
Whether it's by believers or unbelievers.
Yeah.
But he's particularly concerned with the sin of his children.
Right.
Because he wants us to be holy.
Right.
As he is holy.
Yeah.
You know.
And so, you know, he went on to give some other examples from the Old Testament of God's anger, even towards those he loved.
Like who?
Like the Israelites who didn't enter the promised land because of their unbelief. Right. And Moses, who wasn't allowed to enter the promised land.
Because he struck the rock twice.
Yeah.
Instead of speaking to it.
Right.
As God had commanded him.
Yeah. And Aaron, who almost got destroyed because of the golden calf.
Oh, yeah.
And even King David.
Yes, a man after God's own heart.
Yeah, but he still faced serious consequences.
For his sin with Bathsheba.
Right.
You know?
So I think these examples are really important for us.
They are.
Because they show us that even though God loves us.
Yes.
And he's forgiven us in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He still hates sin.
And he will discipline us.
Yeah.
When we sin.
Yeah. And that discipline is for our good.
It is.
Yeah. So I think Brother Steve ended his message with a call to prayer.
Okay.
And he emphasized the Christian's role in the world to be God's light and salt.
Yes.
You know, in a lost and dying world.
Right.
And so I think that's really what we need to remember.
Absolutely.
You know, from this message.
You know, we need to remember that we are forgiven in Christ.
Yes.
But we also need to remember that God hates sin.
Yeah.
And that he will discipline us when we sin.
Yeah. And that discipline is for our good.
It is to make us more like Christ.
Right.
And to prepare us for eternity.
Yes. So I think that's a good place to end our deep dive today.
Sound good to me.
So for you, the listener, I want to leave you with this question.
Okay.
How does understanding God's forgiveness?
Both the forensic and the fatherly.
Yes. Both the forensic and the fatherly
mm-hmm.
impact your daily walk with God.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think it's something we all need to think about.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.